Welcome everyone to the Business Spotlight. I'm Kia Windsor, and with me today is Kayla Bustamante with Visit Mirco. And Kayla is here today because she has brought us a couple copies of this year's Experience Mercer County Visitor's Guide. So Kayla, before we talk about this magazine, which I've been having a lot of fun flipping through here, it's a nice thick magazine packed full of information. But before we talk about that, let's start with, can you give us a brief overview of what Visit Mirco is and kind of what's your mission?
Visit Mirco is Mercer County's local tourism entity. We work at promoting our local attractions, our local events, and work to try to get more people to come over to them.
Now, this is the second year that you guys have been putting out your visitor's guide. Can you tell us a little bit about the guide itself and maybe what's different this year versus last year?
Yeah, so last year it was our first one, so we were just trying to capture everything, and we still are this year as well, but this year it's more focused on events, and we worked at trying to highlight our main events in the county.
Going into some of those events, of course, the big one, kind of your baby, is the Ride 17 Music Festival. Do you want to tell us a little bit about some of the things planned for that this year?
Yeah, so Ride 17 Music Festival is a countywide music festival. We say Route 17, but any town or community establishment that wants to participate, we welcome it. We're always excited to have more people, more businesses who want to have some artists.
And what are some of the other events that we can learn more about in the magazine?
Yeah, so we focus, of course, Aledo Rhubarb Festival. We have a little bit about the Best of the Berg events. We have the Boat and Breakfast. We're excited to give that some attention. The Fair, the New Windsor Fair and Rodeo. That's another big one. New Boston Fish and Chicken Fry. So we really wanted to try to do our best to highlight on all the events that tend to bring people over and kind of have become a tradition for a lot of people.
Yeah, there really just is so much to do in the summertime here in Mercer County. And so if you haven't gotten out to some of these events over the last few years, this is just a really great way to keep track of what's coming up and what you can do with your family this summer. How do we get our hands on one of these visitors, guys?
So we do have it online, and you can find that on our website. I believe I have it pinned on our Facebook page. And then they're also spread out throughout the county through some businesses, or you can come directly to us and we have them in our office.
And tell us where your office is located now, because you guys did move.
We are in downtown Aledo.
You guys are right there in the Button Building, right?
Yes, we are. And we are on the second floor, and we have like a little sign next to, almost next to the elevator telling you how to get up there. Our current address is 103 North College Avenue, Suite 202 to 203. So all you have to do is take the elevator up, and then you go through, you make a left, and you go straight, and you'll see our office.
So if you want to get your hands on one of these Experience Mercer County Visitors Guides, you can stop into the Visit Mirco office or just look around town. You might find one. And of course, they also have the digital version that you can look at on their website. But this is really just a great resource for all the events and just things to do. I'm having so much fun looking through the magazine right now. Definitely get your hands on one of these. Kayla, thanks for coming in to tell us about your visitor's guide, and we hope everybody will get out and visit Mirco this summer.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And this has been the Business Spotlight.